Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Steve Tiber from Buffalo. He's helping 100 families with home repair projects this summer for free. 8 Days of Hope is back in Buffalo. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with what that is all about, what is it, Steve, and why do you do it?
You know, 8 Days of Hope started after Hurricane Katrina back in 05, and God opened up a door for us to love and serve families in need with free home repairs. And the goal was simple. We were going to help out a widow or a single mom or an elderly couple and help them rebuild their house in Mississippi. Well, that was my plan. And very quickly, God showed me that He was in control and I wasn't. We ended up taking 684 people in December of 05. And in 8 days, hence the name 8 Days of Hope, we rebuilt 84 homes for free in Bay St. Louis in Waveland, Mississippi. And that really birthed this national ministry. We now have traveled the country for the last 16 years, and we responded to 60 different natural disasters, from Hawaii when the volcano erupted to snowstorms in western New York, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding. I can go on and on. We have now helped 7,000 families rebuild their homes for free. $55 million will work. And wherever we have a building, we have three of them, our national headquarters in Mississippi, our Northeast satellite in Buffalo, and our Midwest satellite in Iowa. We try to do something during the year with the local church and businesses to find a way to give back. That birthed the idea of 8 Days of Hope Buffalo. Our first one was 2 years ago. And we're excited for this upcoming summer.
Yeah, tell us about it, Steve. Where are you going this July, and what will you be doing?
So from July 17th to the 24th, we will be housing volunteers and providing leadership and tools and the equipment and materials. We're going to the inner city of Buffalo, the Maston District. We worked with local churches, and we found 100 families that needed home repairs. And so everything from a brand new roof, I think we're doing 15 brand new roofs in the Maston District. We're painting 26 different homes. We're doing carpentry work and repairing porches and concrete work. We're cutting lawns and doing landscaping and trimming bushes and cleaning out gutters. And you can come for 1 day or all 8 days. We're family friendly. All the information can be found on our website at 8daysofhope.com.
Yeah. So this doesn't cost those folks a penny. You're doing this for free.
You know, we are. We believe God has called the church to be a light in a very dark world these days. This has been a tough 15, 16 months. Already, 29 churches in Western New York are sending volunteers and resources. Volunteers are coming from 25 states already, coming to Buffalo in July to serve the brokenhearted. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you're skilled, you're a handyman, handywoman, you know, you feel like you can fix some small things, man, we want you. And you can rake a lawn or cut a lawn or carry shingles and hand them to the roofer, we need you. So come with your family, even if you're skilled, less skilled. All are invited, and it's free.
I know this really puts bounce in your step to be able to help people that really can't help themselves. And just share with us just the joy you get from doing something like this and how it makes you feel and how that joy really is contagious. Because when you talk about our Christian faith, man, this is it. Putting action behind those words and living our faith, not just proclaiming our faith, but living it. How does it make you feel, Steve, to be able to do something like this?
You know, I tell our volunteers, you might leave exhausted, but your heart's going to be full. I use this next statement all the time. The best sermon I ever heard is the one I saw. And I get it. We need to know God's word. We need to be part of a local church. We need to have fellowship. But when your children and grandchildren see Jesus in action, that's going to speak as loud or louder than words. And that's what happens when you serve on a mission trip, even if it's not with 8 Days of Hope. You know, this year already, we've been to Louisiana because of flooding, Texas because of pipes breaking to an ice storm. We've been to tornadoes in Alabama. We built a safe house in Northeast Mississippi for those rescued from sex trafficking. But what this is near and dear to my heart, I was born and raised in Buffalo. I went to Bennett High. So to work with people that live in the city of good neighbors, trying to find a way to be a glimpse of hope to those feeling hopeless. I mean, it's the church, being the church, setting aside our differences and going to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Again, 8daysofhope.com. They can watch a promotional video. Love to have them join us July 17th to the 24th.
Tiber from Buffalo, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.